Kedushin Shir Mem Vav.
The Gemara, Achihash, Hasam Itzel Beitrei Lachazia. El Gavra Min Lachazia Lebeitrei. So how do we understand Pshat? The way we understood, we learned Pshat was that when he says Chetziach, he doesn't mean Iskachi Lechatzai. He doesn't mean Lechatzai. He doesn't mean he should be married to half of me. All he means to say is that if I want to marry someone else, I can marry someone else. We said based on that the Rashba says that what happens if he gets up and he says when I say Chetzi, I mean Chetzi Ena Chanami. Then I'm a Kudesh, because it's the same problem of Chetzi Isha Chetzi Isha. Why does he have to say that he can marry someone else, the Chayra, he has the right to marry someone else anyway? We said numerous pshatim based on the Rajba as to what perhaps he would, maybe it's talking about that he doesn't want to have tainus, maybe it's talking about he doesn't have enough money, maybe it's talking about where the minhag is not to marry another woman, whatever it is, he just wants it to be clear to this woman that there is going to be someone else on the scene. The Rambam, however, seems to be saying a different mahalach. We look in the Rambam, we gave out the Rambam, it's on the back of the Maram Akoymes. The Rambam says, Ha'im ala isha, hiskachi lechatzoi, harezu mekudeshes. Nimtza ein la'alachati ish. That's what we're trying to avoid. We don't want to say nimtza she'ein la'alachati ish. We want to say when he says chati ish, he doesn't mean chati ish. But the Rambam seems to say no. It's nimtza she'ein la'alachati ish. What's the pshat in Rambam? It's nimtza she'ein la'alachati ish. What does the Rambam mean to say? It sounds like from the Rambam is saying as follows. When a man says hiskachi lechatzoi, what's he saying? Listen to this, Rabbi say. This is the first massive chiddush of the day. It sounds like it's as if he's saying, "Tihi ishti at ve'acheres." How many wives does he have?
Two.
One. What does it mean? "Tihi ishti at ve'acheres." You and someone else should be my wife. He wants them to share the wifehood. He wants them to both be his wife. Tehei ishti at v'acheres, does haste that the two of them are both becoming his wife. Now, if they're both becoming his wife, so each one is only ki'ilu, has half of him. Tehei ishti at v'acheres. It's a maridik achidish in the Rambam. But that's, it seems, that the Rambam is saying. When he says hiskachi lechatzoi, what he means is, you're saying, I want you to be mekudeshes in a way that you're only half of my wife. Ki'ilu, that there's going to be another wife in the ishus. What's the nafka, Mina?
What about the
so I have to see how to deal with the Xeris Akosov. They said the Xeris Akosov isn't going on that, according to the Rive. What? It's different than Chetziach. Chetziach Mekudesh, as Levi said, says the Rambam. The Rambam says over there, is She'ein Isha. That's like he says, Mekudesh Li Ulazeh. There, Avana, it's Eina Mekudeshes. But Hiskachi Lechatzoi means that I want you to be married to half of me, means that I want that there should be another woman in the Ishus. So therefore, what's the nafkamina? Rabbi say, look at this Tzofnas Paneach. The Tzofnas Paneach is the rugged shover. The Tshuva's rugged shover is unbelievable. The rugged shover says, Hine Yira Behach the Kedushin Dav Zayin Amid Aleph. Gabi Mekudeshes Lechetzi Ubedivrei Rabbeinu Perigimol Ilchas Ishus. And now we just saw Mevor Dehisne Dashibudim Sheyesh Alav Lo Yerak Begeder Chetzi Umehanize Vechakach Kishiyisa Acheres Yochol Rak Lechalek Lechelek Hashibudim Lekol Echad. He has shibudim to his wife. A man is meshubit to his wife. What are his shibudim? Sher ksus ve'oina. Those are responsibilities. How much is he chayev to this woman? Sher ksus ve'oina. Well, she's his wife. So how much would he be chayev? Sher ksus ve'oina. So if he would marry one woman and then marry another woman, how much is he chayev to each woman? Sher ksus ve'oina. But seeing that he said iskachi lechetzi, what's he saying? Says the Tzofnas Panech, what he's coming to say is you're only getting half of your shibudim.
We said similar yesterday, the Ryan.
What?
One and a half each.
Well, so you only give her half. Oina, that the din oina is pam b'shavua, it'll be pamayim, it'll be pam b'shavuayim. You only do it because. So over here, he's saying it's not really that there's a. So it depends on how the lumnus works. First of all, there is such a thing as tonight shebem moment I call upon him. It's tonight kayim. But even now, like that, what we're saying in the Rambam, it's not the pshat that he's saying that he's making a tonight that he's not keeping the shibudim. He's saying at kama as the ishus is chal on both of you. So then my chiyuv of the shibudim is to the two of you together. You guys split it up. The Fizeh, it's very clear, according to the Rambam, why he has to say something. In other words, we saw in the Tezeria Zakan that he said, Rav Meir asked the question, it's Pshita that can marry someone else. For sure you can marry someone else if you want. According to the Rambam, that's not a Kasha. Because you're not marrying someone else. What are you saying by Chetzi? I'm marrying the two of you together. The marriage is happening, the two of you together. Therefore, the avad is a chiddush. That's pshat. Perhaps Tosfos Yerushalmi says the Rambam is mashma like the Pirush Kama. The Pirush Kama is saying that the pshat is that I'm marrying the two of you together. I'm not marrying each one separately. So the kedushin is happening ki'ilu on each one of the isha is ki'ilu only mikudeshes to half of him ki'ilu. And therefore, perhaps you can understand why the Riyah Zakin says you can't do Bia. Kulim Kadash with Shtar and Kesef and Shtar. Why? Because over here, it's not Stam that I'm being Makadash to you and there is and someone else is going to Makadash you later. This is the Pshat, the Ishus happens with the two of us together. So how can I make Ishus with the two of us together through Bia? Through Bia saying that it's exclusively for me. Therefore, the kedushin has to happen, perhaps with kesef and shtar upon him. This is a meridik achidish that we're seeing over here from the Tzofnas Paneach and the Gemara's Havamin. And then the Gemara says, so a different question. Says the Gemara, Zolzain, what?
He only has to feed her half.
Zolzain that it shouldn't be chal because of chetzi isha. Frek the Gemara v'lifshitu kedushin bekulu. Why isn't the kedushin nispashet? Frek the Gemara, let the kedushin be nispashet. Just like we have this concept when it comes to the case of a person's makdisha behema. He says raglishel ze oila te kula oila. And even according to the manual, it says over there it's not kula. That's only because a regal is not a dover on a shama tluyaba, which means a regal is something the animal can live without the regal. So therefore, you don't say espashtus. But if you're a makdish adavish she'ena shana shama tuliyapa, if you're makdish something that they can't live without, so then avada the espashtus is going to work the kulei alma. So over here, being makdish, you're being makadish half of an isha. So the chayra over here also, we should say this concept called espashtus. Okay. So we said yesterday, Akasha, that from the Sefer HaMakneh, we brought down the Rabbi Yaakov Mishka Kalevsky brings a kasha from the Makne. What's the Makne's kasha? He asks that the Chayra, when do we say Ispashtus, when the Kedusha is Kilu Chal? Once the Kedusha is Chal, so then afterwards it could spread. So over there, Lemashal, Luya Evi was Makdish only the Regel, and there wouldn't be a din Ispashtus. What would be the din? The Regel would be Kodesh. That's Taka the Aloch, according to the other Manda Amar. The Regel, if you don't hold of Ispashtus, the Regel is Kodesh alone, and the Hektish is Chal and the Regel. Mashenken by Isha, at this stage when we don't yet know Ispashtus, what's the din of the Isha? If you're Mekadesh a Chetzi Isha, Eina Mekudeshes. So therefore, there's nothing to be in the Spashet. The Spashet, this is not going to work. Well, comes along, Reb Chaim.
According to the Rambam, there is.
What do you mean?
According to the Rambam, we said that two women, it's like he's married half a man to each.
No, but now we're talking the other case.
Half a woman.
It says Reb Chaim, comes Reb Chaim and says the following thing. We went through yesterday the whole cheshbon of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says the following chiddush. Says Reb Chaim, you're making a mistake. How Ispashtus works? Ispashtus, we thought Ispashtus is once it's chal, then it spreads. Says Reb Chaim, listen to this Mardik Echidish. Hispashtus is not a din mitzad the chalois ishus. Hispashtus is a din mitzad the maisa ishus. I do a mekadesh half of an isha. I did a maisa on how much of the isha? Only half. Comes his spashtus and says, no, you didn't do a kedushin on half of an isha. You did a kedushin on the entire isha. The Maisa Kedushin is on the entire Isha. So therefore, this problem of Isha V'Lechatzi Isha that we're talking about, that's only that you can't have that it should be here only in Chetzi. But once you say Ispashlus, so then is it here only in Chetzi? V'chlal not, you did an entire Maisa Kedushin, you have an entire Chalois Kedushin. So Reb Chaim is saying a Mardik Achidish. We thought the Pshat in Espashtus is that the Chalois Kilu spreads. Either once the Chalois is Chal, it spreads, or immediately the Chalois is Chal, the whole thing, but Avada my mice is only on half. Comes Reb Chaim, says a Mardik Achidish. Espashtus is the Pshat that the Maisa Kedushin is Nespashit as if I did a Maisa Kedushin on the whole thing.
Kinyan Shenim Oil.
What?
Kinyan Shenim Oil. He's not thinking about the other half of the girl.
He's not thinking on the other half of the girl. It's not kinshen. I mean, this time he doesn't have das, you mean to say.
Right.
He doesn't have das. How does it work if he doesn't necessarily have das on the other half of the girl? Did the maisa, you know. Well, I don't have das to Makadosh that half of the Isha. If he didn't have das, we'll have to see. We'll see the Gemara later on. We'll have to see Taka, okay? Akoponim, that's where Reb Chaim comes. That's the way that Reb Chaim answers the kasha. Tosfos comes and Tosfos asks a different kasha. He asks Tosfos, the din is spashtus that we have, we only know of by hektish. There's a gzeris akosiv by hektish. We have a din is spashtus by hektish. Aber, when it comes to Kedushin mechatesi is pashtus. That's Tosfos' kasha. Frek Tosfos, then how could you say there's a din is pashtus? Tosfos says the whole din is pashtus is only learned from Exeris Akosif. Tosfos says it's Yalaf Ragdush Zu Ayla with Roshan Hashem to the Mema Pasik of Kol Asher Yitei Mimeno Lashem. Gabi Isha, there's no pasuk. That's Tosfos' kasha. Says Tosfos, Rashi is coming to address this question, and Rashi says that over here, being that you use the lashon of hareat mikudeshesli, so what does it mean mikudeshes? The asala kulei alma ke what kehektish. Therefore, Rashi is saying this also is going to have the din of hispashtus of hektish, because when you're makadosher with a lashon of hektish. What would be if you were Makadosh with a Lashon of, you would say, Areat Mu'reses, or any of the other Lashonis? Says Tosfos, it wouldn't work. Enochanami, this discussion of Ispashtus is only over here, because over here, they were using a Lashon of hektish. As I zok Tosfos. Okay. The Ritva says a whole different answer. The Ritva says the following thing. Says the Ritva, this that the Gemara that the Tosfos brought says that Ispashtus is a pasuk, that's only according to the Manda Amar that Ispashtus works even only on a regel, on something she'ain on a Shama Tluyaba. However, on a Davar she'ain a Shama Tluyaba, that there's Ispashtus, says the Ritva, that's not from the pasuk, that's learnt out from a Svara. If there's a svara that you have a spashtus by hektish, there'll be a svara that you have a spashtus also by kedushin. We'll see the svara. He holds a spashtus is not learned from a pasuk. The Gemara brings a pasuk, says the Ritva, that's only according to the Manda Amar that ispashtus works even on a davar she'ein on a neshama tluyaba. There's a machloik, as we said, but this that we're saying on a neshama tluyaba, that is a svara. Remember, we have the kasha. Let's see the Ritva inside. It's a very tricky Ritva in his wording, but that's what the Ritva says. We gave it out today, the Ritva. He says, it says, Pirish. Let's see the Ritva inside. Pirish. Hadin nokat afilu lemandamer ein akula ayla. This that we say the kasha is even according to the mandamer, the ein akula ayma. Yesh leimer. What we mean to say is, lav lememra dilamanda amar kula oila asila shape kepashta. It doesn't mean to say that the kasha, according to the manda amar of kula oila, is a simpler question. Because from the manda amar that says that when you're makdish the regel, the entire thing becomes, oh, there's no kasha. Why? Da ikala meimar, afil manda amar kula oila shani asam, diribuye rachmana dichsiv kola shayite mimena. Over there, it's because of the gzeras akosuf. So the Ritva here zones in on Tosis's kasha and says, "Ispashtos exeres akosif, aval bekedushim min atesi, elavadai." Dehashta dilakule alma amrinon loy polygram mayor vamer ein kula ayla. Now that everyone agrees by something that's haneshama tuluyaba, when you're makdish more than just the regal, everyone agrees it's kadosh. Velo itzrich chavruhe liribuye dekra, and that you don't need a pasik. Elamishum, the actish davashan and shamat luyaba. I will hikdish davashan and shamat luyaba. Lukule alma, abikule kule oila. Velo boy ribuye dekra. It doesn't need a pasuk. Why does it need a pasuk? Where's it learned from? Svara. Bats. We have a machloikes, Tosfos and Ritva. Tosfos says, even if you're talking about Nisham Davash and Nisham Atliyaba, it's learned from a pasuk. It's a pasuk only by a spashtus of Hektish, was after with Kedushin. Tosfos has to come on to this thing about the Lashon. But the Ritva says, I got an easier answer. It's not from a pasuk. Aye, there's a pasuk. That pasuk is only if you're only being Makdish the Regel. But if you're being Makdish Davash and Nisham Atliyaba, then it's a Svara. As I learned, the Ritva Nafka Mina, the Chayra, would be as follows. What happens if you say Hare at Meuresesli? According to Tosfos, is there a discussion of Espashtos? No, because there's no, you don't have the Gzeres HaKosif. So it says in Mefurish. According to the Ritva, being that you're saying Hare Meuresesli Lechatzi, it's a Davash HaNeshama Tuluyaba, it's a Svara. If it's learned from a Svara, the Chayra should say the same thing by Kedushin. Nothing to do with the different Lashonos. So come to Chayza's Faris, just to get clear. You see clear that he says not like that. Because he's coming to answer. What's the ritual coming to answer? This is Kasha. And he says, it's only by Hektish. It's not only by Hektish.
It's a Svara everywhere.
It's a Svara everywhere. So, the Ritz, so what's the Svara? You ready? Let me finish, and then you tell me instead of the kasha. Hold on to that, okay? Chor the svar is as follows. The Ritva is saying the following thing. He's saying, when a person is makdish only a regel, what's going to happen to the rest of the animal? Let's say you take the regel away. What's going to happen to the rest of the animal? Same animal. Nothing's going to happen to the animal. So I can be makdish only the regel, and the rest of the animal will continue the way it always was. So therefore, what was he being makdish? What was he thinking when he was makdish just the regel? Thinking of being makdish just the regel. Shaila. So then, there's a machloikas if the hispashtus happens on its own. However, if a person is makdish a davar shanashama tuluyaba, that the rest of the animal is going to fall apart if you take away what he's makdish, what's going to happen to the rest of the animal? The rest of them can't survive without what I'm makdish. So when I'm makdish, adavish aneshama teluyaba, what do we say is kavana was always to be makdish the entire thing.
That's only
us. Das thing.
So he holds
up
that it only works on something
that's teluyaba.
It's a das.
It's a das thing. So now, if his das is to be makdish the whole thing, do we need a pasuk that it works?
No.
It's a svara. The svara is that's what he meant. He said chetzi. He said chetzi. He meant the whole thing. Why? Because chetzi won. The other chetzi won't exist without him. So therefore, when he said chetzi, muzmin zogin. That's what he meant. Zokta the ritva. If it's a svara, that's what he meant. So then it doesn't make a difference if you're talking about kedusha, you're talking about being married, you're talking about hektish. Anything you're talking about, it's a svara. Tosfos learns that even when it's a neshama tliyaba, it's midin hispashtus. That's not what svara. That's what he meant. It's that it spreads on its own. So why is he saying it at all? Why does he just say nothing? If he means nothing, say nothing. That's a good question. But lemaisa, half is going to be chal, right? Because half is. Wait. Hold on a second. If he says half and he means the whole thing, was half chal?
If he says half, no.
Half was chal. It's just more.
I'm saying half.
If he says half and he means the whole thing, so. No, he says half, and he means the whole thing. Was the whole thing chal?
No.
If he means the whole thing?
He said half.
If he says half, and he means the whole thing, is the whole thing chal? it's chal, because he means the whole thing. Why shouldn't it be chal? It's half chal, also half is chal. Half is included in all. So what he said happened, just so you ask me, why did he say like this? I don't, it's a good question. But he says half, and he means nothing, so why did he say half? I need half to be chal. If half can only be chal, through the whole thing being chal, so the whole thing's chal. I mean the whole thing.
Just because there's
kind of
Just because Tesis,
he's saying it's not a pasuk. Learn out from a svara alone.
Just because Tesis has gezeirus kasha doesn't mean he argues on the svara.
Levadi does. No, he's saying you don't need it because he's saying you don't. That's his kasha. It's only from the pasuk. There's no svara. According to the Ritva is coming to answer Tosis Kasha. Tosis is saying, how could you say it by Kedushin? It's Xeris HaKasiv. Tosis obviously holds there's no Svara. And the Ritva says, you don't, you can learn it out by Kedushin because it's learned out from a Svara. According to the Ritva, obviously you don't need Xeris HaKasiv. It seems to be there's a whole machloikis in what's happening over here. We'll see Viter exactly how to take it. But the Shaila is like this. Rabbi Isai, on Tosfos, Rabbi Chanan asks Akasha, what difference does it make which Lashon he says? Segetun San and Leben, which Lashon he says, a Lashon of this, it says a Lashon of that. The Chalois is the same Chalois. In the end of the day, they're both going to be Chal. According to the Ritva, it's Takano Navkamina the Lashon. According to Tosfos, Tosfos says, if he says Lashon Kedusha, so then it's going to work because it's like Hektish. If he says, doesn't say, he says Lashon of Meuretzesli, something like that, it's not going to work. Who cares what Lashon he uses? At the end of the day, is he different married if he says Mekudeshes or he says Meureses? In the end of the day, is there a different Chalois Bechlal? Is there two different types of married? They're both married. So what difference does it make use of this Lashon or that Lashon? Comes Rabbi Chanan Vasserman in Koretz Shurim and says Rabbi Chanan Amar Dekasach. Says Rabbi Chanan, in Ishus, there's two different things. There's one thing is the Kinyan. However you want to classify the Kinyan, there's a Kinyan Ishus. And there's another thing, which is the Isser. Now, a person can address the Isser, or a person can address the Kinyan. If a person says, Harei at mekudeshesli, the word mekudeshesli means, Aser lo akuli amaka hektish. What are you addressing? The Isser. If a person says Hareat Meuresesli, he's addressing the Kinyan. Now, if I address the Isser, for sure the Kinyan's gonna follow. And if I address the Kinyan, for sure the Isser's gonna follow. But I'm saying two different things. It's two different Amiras. So says Rabbi Chanan Vasserman, that's Pshat in Tosfos. If I say it mekudeshesli, what am I saying? I'm saying Isser. Hare mekudeshesli is da'aser, I'm saying Isser. When I say Isser, I can have a spashtus. When I'm saying Hare mekudeshesli, what am I saying? I'm saying Kinyan. Spashtus on a Kinyan? Where do you see that from? You see spashtus on Hektish. You see spashtus on Isser. That's where we see spashtus. Memela, therefore, it only works when you say Haram Kudesh Esli. As I said, Baruchan is a Pelech. Because in the end of the day, whatever you say, what happens? Both of them, it's the same marriage. So what do I care if you say this or say that? Vice to Chois, the Pshat's like this. Because we said, Rab Chaim said, the Yisrael of spashtus is not only in the Chalois. Spashtus is in the what? In the Maisa, Zokto Bechonon, you're right. In the end of the day, you can have the same Chalois Ishus. It's just two different ways of being Mekadesh and Isha. I could be Mekadesh and Isha doing a Maisa Isser, and then what will follow? Kinyan. Or I could do a Maisa Kinyan, and what will follow? Isser. So if I'm doing a Maisa Isser, we could don Espashtus in my Maisa. It's a Maisa Isser, just like Hektish. If I'm doing a Maisa Kinyan, we can't don Espashtus in my Maisa. Says Tosfos, only if he says Arayam Mekudeshesli. Chayru, that's Pshat in Tosfos. Yeah. We see a similar type of idea in the sugya Nedarim. The Gemara Nedarim says, "Amachlekes if there's yesh yad le Nedarim or ain yad le Nedarim, yesh yad le Hektish or ain yad le Hektish." Gemara says yesh yad l'kedushin or ein yad l'kedushin. Now by hektish is a form of neder. I understand why there should be this concept called yad. We spoke about yadus and kedushin here. Befrek the Rush, why should there be yad? Where did yad l'kedushin come from? Says the Rush, it's only if you say in a lashon of kedushin, because he says a lashon of kedushin. So then there's a discussion of the yads. So you see that the lashon of kedushin is not stam, just a word that's saying it. It's defining what's happening over here in the Maisa Kedushin. This is like a Maisa Hektish. Says Rav Gustman, Kuntras Shurim, that explains this is an interesting thing. If you look, you go back for a second at Rashi. Rashi says, when we're discussing the different Lashinas of Kedushin that you could use. So what did Rashi say? It says in the Gemara, Harei at mikudeshesli, Harei at meuresesli, Harei at li leintu. Those are the Lashinas of the Gemara. Rashi on the top of Daf Hei Amid Beis, Rashi says, Harei mikudeshesli, Oi, Harei at meuresesli. Ask what Gusman, what's Rashi coming to tell me? You think you have to say Harei mikudeshesli and Harei at meuresesli? And then you have to say both of them, then you talk for the rest of your life. Harei mekudeshesli, harei mekudeshesli, harei knuyeli, harei lila intu, harei tskurasi, harei atak. When are you going to tell me to stop? What, you think I have to say all of these? Why should I have to say all of these? Says Rav Gustman Moiridik. Because I would think you have to rear on, you have to talk about the two things you're doing. What are you doing? Isser Kenyan. So I have to say, harei mekudeshesli, harei mekudeshesli. Those are the two things that defined what's happening in this relationship. But does state, no, I could say one, and the other one follows memela. But if I say harei mekudeshesli, then I'm doing a maisa isser, then you can discuss ispashtos in the maisa, as Avi Reb Chaim said, ispashtos happens in the maisa. If I say Harei Amu restlessly, there's no espashtos in the Maisa.
And what's in that Gemara? What's Rashi can say Harei Amu restlessly? Oh, yeah, Harei Amu restlessly can say either or. How come if we were saying that it has to be Lashon Kedushin?
No, it has to be Lashon Kedushin in order for there to be espashtos. But if you want to work without espashtos, say Lashon Isser. All right, we're saying that the only time there's going to be a spashtos is if he says a lashon of iser. But if he doesn't want a spashtos, he can say lashon kinyan. The other one follows. So we see that over here, just the lashon of kedushin is enough to create a spashtos. There's another Rabbi Chanan and Kovit Shirim, Rabbi said, which is going to clarify this. It's absolutely stunning, and he says as follows. So Dr. Rabbi Chanan, over here, what do we have by ishus? You have this called, we'll call it the lashon of kedushin. Lashon of hektish. Is there hispashtus by all hektish? Does hispashtus always? Okay, great. Does hektish always have hispashtus? Says Rabbi Chana, no. Hektish doesn't always have hispashtus. Not all hektish has hispashtus. If that's true, so then Rabbi Chana is like, okay. So kedushin is not even hektish. You have a lashon hektish. Not even all hektish has ispashtos. So a lashon for hektish is going to have ispashtos. Where do you have a hektish that doesn't have ispashtos? Says Rabbi Chanan as follows. There's two different things in hektish. There's something which is called, we call it kedushas haguf, and something else called kedushas damim. Kedushas haguf is a karbon. A person wants to bring an animal as a carbon. So then, the important thing is, this frame, this body, this goof is necessary for its use. There's something else which is called kedushas damim. If I'm maktish a car to hektish, hektish is not going to do anything necessarily with the car. But what could they do? They could sell it and then use the money for whatever they need. So that's called kedushas damim. Is that hektish? Yes. If a person gets in the car and drives the car and it wasn't a gizbar, is he over on meila? Yes. This is hektish with kedusha full blown. It's called kedushas damim. Says Rabbi Chanan, there's no espashtus on kedushas damim. There's only espashtus on kedushas haguf. So why is it that Isha has sispashtus just because she is a lashon of kedusha? Zok Rabbi Chana and the pshat as follows. He says a meridik yisoid. He says, and Rabbi Chaim says this yisoid. I dachsach and sefer. He says the pshat as follows. What's the difference between kedushas aguf and kedushas damim? When a person is makdish in oila, what does he really want to do with this behema? The main thing he wants is this behema should be a karban. So this behema should be holy. I really want to create, what I want to create really is the iser. I want that this animal should be holy and should be able to bring it into the Beis HaMikdash. Grada, once I want it to be in the Beis HaMikdash and I separate it as being, you know, for a karban, it becomes hektishis. Over there, the ikur of what I'm doing is kedusha is the iser, and then the kinyan is a toitzah of the iser. But when I'm makdish something kedushas damim, I'm makdish a car. Why am I makdish a car? Because I want bezdin to, I want hektish to have my car. I want them to be able to sell the car. Right? It's not about the physical car. It's not becoming a carbon or anything. I want hektish to afterwards be able to use the money. So the main thing I'm giving to hektish is the kinyan. Once hektish owns something, everything hektish owns becomes usser. The isser is a toitzah of the kinyan. So says the Kovit Shiurim. He says that these two types of hektish, kinyan aguf and kinyan damim, they're chaluk b'yisoidam. Kinyan haguf, it's the iser that I'm, when I make something hektish and I'm makdish kinyan aguf, I'm making iser and the damim happens. When I make something kinyan damim, I'm making the kinyan and then the iser happens. So where is there going to be a spashtus? If what I'm doing is I'm doing an iser, so then there's a spashtus in the iser. As we mentioned, that's what hektish does, a spashtus in the iser. But if I'm doing kinyan and the iser just happens on its own, so then there's no espashtus in the kinyan. Kinyan doesn't have espashtus, only the iser has espashtus. So kum tochai saseh. Kinyan aguf, which is our case of armazet regal ze oila, it's kinyan aguf. That's always the iser first, the kinyan afterwards. Kinyan damim is always kinyan first, iser afterwards. One is when you're makadish and isha, it depends what you say. If you say Hareat Mekudeshesli, what are you doing first? The Isser. Asar Lakuli Amaka Hektish. If you say Hareat Meuresesli, then you're doing the Kinyan first. Hispashtus, as Tosis, is only going to be where you have the Isser first. That's the Chori going to be Pshat according to Tosfos. Okay. Comes Reb Shlomo Eger and he asks one final kasha in the sugya, and he asks the following thing. He brings a concept called Uber Yerech Imoy. Uber Yerech Imoy means that a child in the mother's stomach is looked as she is like an extension of the mother. She's like the leg of the mother. She's Yerech Imoy. She's like the mother's leg. Uber Yerech Imoy. It's a discussion in the Gemara, Machlokes, do we paskin uber yerech imoy, uber lav yerech imoy? But we're working with the assumption we paskin uber yerech imoy. That's the way it seems from most of the poskim that we paskin. Now, the Rambam says, based on this idea, that what happens if you have a child in the mother's stomach, and the mother is a shifcha kaninus, she is an eved, and you want to be meshachrer the child, what's the din? Says the Rambam, that the shichrur doesn't work because i'efsher the shachrur chatzi eved. You can't be meshachrur chatzi eved. You want to meshachrur only the baby. The mother you want to stay your eved. You're meshachrur the baby, so it doesn't work because it's like you're being meshachrur chatzi eved. Why is that? Because uber yerech imoy, and we see the child is only chatzi of the eved. Frektur b'shleima eger. What about being Mekadesh just an Uber and not an Isha? What about that? You go over to a woman and you say, if your child is a girl, I'd like to be Mekadesh to her. Does it work or does it not work? What? So it's a shaila. It's called the davar shelo ba'olam or not? The Ravid says it's the davar shelo ba'olam. The Rambam says mekudeshes. The Rambam says mekudeshes. Shaila is Frektub Shleima Eger that our Gemara says this is a fella, is a chisaron of isha v'lechatzi isha. So just like the Rambam says, you can't be meshachrer chatzi eved. You meshachrer the uber. It's chatzi eved. Being mekadesh the uber is being mekadesh chatzi isha. As I say the kash again. We have a concept called Uber Yerech Imoy. That concept is Nogeya too. If a person wants to be Meshachrer, just the child, not the mother, we say it doesn't work. Because it's like you're being Meshachrer Chatzi Eved. And apparently, there's a problem with being Meshachrer Chatzi Eved. Where it learned from, we'll have to see if we can figure that out. But you can't be Meshachrer Chatzi Eved. And that's called Chatzi Eved, the Rambam says. Okay, what about just being Mekadesh, the Uber? Marrying the Uber. That would also be called being Mekadesh Chatzi Isha. Can a person be Mekadesh Chatzi Isha? Havada Nisht. So how does the Gemara say you could be Mekadesh and Uber? L'chor it should be a chisaron of Chatzi Isha. Does he still say? The Rambam says, the Ravid says the reason you can't be Meshachrer and Uber is a different reason. The Ravid says the reason you can't be Meshachrer and Uber is because it's a Davar Shelo Ba'olam. Or because you can't give her a Get Shechrer. Who are you giving the Get to? So other problems that exist over there. It's not because it's Chatzi Isha. We have the Kasha. But the Rambam says the reason is because of Chatzi Isha. Chatzi Eved, the Chori should have the same problem over here. When it comes to being Mekadesh Chatzi Isha. Zotum Shleim Eger Teretz. Says Zotum Shleim Eger. Well, it depends. What about when a person wants to be Mekadesh Chatzi Shivcha Chatzi Bas Choyren? So he only wants to be Mekadesh the Chatzi Bas Choyren side of her. So it says Reb Shlomo Eger, we see that it works. The reason it works, the Gemara in Gittin says, is because being that he's Mekadesh as much as he can of the Isha, there it's not called Chatzi Isha. He can't be Mekadesh the Shivcha. Why not? Because she's not
free.
She's not free. She's not Jewish. She can't be Mekadesh her. The only thing he can be Mekadesh is the Chatzi Bas Choyren. He's Mekadesh everything he can. So therefore, it's not a chisaron of Chatzi Isha. Says Reb Shlomo Eger, can a man be Mekadesh, a mother and her daughter? No. Is Mekadesh only the Uber? Can he be Mekadesh the mother? No. So Memela, says Reb Shlomo Eger, that's not called. I did everything I could. It's not Chatzi Isha. It's not a chisaron of Chatzi Isha, because I was Mekadesh, everything I could be Mekadesh. Azoy Zok to Reb Shlomo Eger, says Reb Kiva Eger, name. This is Cholok. Kiveger says, by Chatzi Shivcha Chatzi Bas Choyren, the pshat is there is no more of the Isha to marry. Not you can't marry her. There's nothing more to marry. Masha'en Kane, these two women, so there's another Isha here to marry, another part of the Isha to marry. You can't marry her. That's a din that you can't marry her. Upper, it's called you married Chatzi Isha. Bukhanan is Mazbir as follows. What's the pshat when a person wants to be Mekadesh a Shivcha? It doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Because it's like being Mekadesh a rock. It's like being Mekadesh a behema. Can you be Mekadesh a behema? No. Can't be Mekadesh a behema. There's nothing to be Mekadesh. She's not a receptacle for Kedusha. I was Mekadesh the entire Isha. This chetzi of the Isha is Mekadesh the entire Isha.
Well, Uber can't be Mekadesh either.
She's being Mekadesh the Uber here. He's leaving over the mother. But over here, I can't marry a mother and a daughter is the pshat because the mother's usher to me. The mother's avada, bas kedushin. So if you're telling me this is called uber yerech imo, I married half of the woman. The meila is tzrik shveh, the kasha of Shlomo Eger, that he asks, why is it? That's not a problem. In Makad is just the uber. Why is it not a problem of chatzi isha? Those stuff in Vissen Rabbi said, what could possibly be the teretz? If maybe the din of Chatzi Eved is different than the din of Chatzi Isha. By Chatzi Eved, it's not mikoyach the chetzi, it's maybe midin krisus. it's midin krisus. So then, avada mitzad krisus, it's not called krisus. Mitzad chatzi isha, maybe it wouldn't be a chisaron. That we'll have to see. The Gemara's answer that the Gemara says is midami hasam behema hacha das acheres. Says the Gemara, over there it's a behema. Over here there's das acheres. What's the problem with das acheres? Says the Gemara, it's different. Over there by a behema, you could taka do a spashtus on the behema. But over here, it's das acheres. Over here, there is no spashtus. Haladamya elalaha. So, what does Rashi say? Ha, some behema, he says, Rashi, v'shalohi, v'ein ma'akev al yodoi, milis kadish, l'fichach, yesh koyach b'ma'amoroi lifshoit. What does Rashi mean? Yesh koyach b'ma'amoroi lifshoit. What is a taich? Yesh koyach b'ma'amoroi. His amira could be nespashet. His amira is nespashet, or is chalois is nespashet.
Amira is causing the chalois.
So then you should say yesh koyach in his chalois to be nespashet. It sounds like Rashi is saying like Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim said the yisoid of his pashtus is that the dibor is nespashet. The mice is nespashet. Yesh koyach b'ma'amoroi lifshoit. The maimer itself is nespashet. Therefore, it could be nespashet. Hashem kein hacha das acheres yesh chashuva kamaisa yame keves bedaver. Many should write say in a kedusha. That's what Rashi says. The Tzvi Azokin says a little differently. Tzvi Azokin says, Hasam behema shaloi. Hasam behema shaloi. Veleke ela das hamaktish. Vehoyel vehiktish evish anashama tuluyaba. Roitza lekadesh. Kula roitza lekadesh. What does Rashi? What does the Tzvi Zvi Hazaken say? Hoyo v'hiktish evish aneshama tluya ba kula roitza lekadesh. Sounds like from the Tzvi Zvi Hazaken he's saying that he wants to be makdish the entire animal. Rashi said his koyach b'ma'amoroi lifshoit, his mimer is poishin is spashin on its own. Tzvi Zvi Hazaken seems to be saying no. By evish aneshama tluya ba, it's kula roitza. Lekadesh is the chayre that Tzvi Zvi Hazaken is going like the Ritva. Rashi is going like we saw in Tosfos Beis Hashem B'Li Neder. We will continue with this and more tomorrow. Boy, site we've got.